Let's talk sport. ESPN's Russell Barwick joins you. Russell, g'day.
Oh, Jonathan, it's very hot. It's too hot.
And we'll be again.
And we're all confused. But I've found the actual description of the Australian Open heat policy. So it's very clear cut that the Australian Open medical staff will call off games when it gets too hot.
Well, what could be simpler?
And when people say, how hot is that? Well, when it gets
hot.
Too hot, yes. We'll call it off. And so how do we know? And they say, well if you're still playing, it's not too hot. When we call it off, it's become too hot.
And they did.
So that is all they need to know. So while they're on the court suffering and sweating and near passing out, they just need to look back and there'll be a guy shaking his head saying, not too hot yet.
So despite
when I say it's too hot,
you'll know.
You then can fall over and collapse.
So despite yesterday, and there was suspension to play yesterday because of that.
Only because it was too hot.
Very simple heat policy. But
then it cooled down.
And we saw some play. And
we
saw some results.
See?
There you
we
go.
Now understand it. Okay. We had a debate in the ABC sports newsroom just a short time ago, and we all thought that it was the most simplest policy of all. Just when they say it's too hot, it's too hot. But prior to that, it's not. I mean, Pat Cash blew a gasket talking about how hot it could be and could get to, and certain players have said someone will have a heart attack and all of that. So I do have to say that I don't think anyone is going to, you know, intentionally put the players' lives at risk. But how do you know internally how a player's body is reacting, even though they're all very fit human beings, of course?
A tough judgment calls, and it's been, I mean, the extraordinary week, which would test.
Oh, yes. Andreas Seppi's had 2 5-setters in the absolute heat, so he lost yesterday, the guy that beat Leighton Hewitt, and then last night we had our 2 special Ks, the Kokkinakis and Kyrgios both went out, Kokkinakis to Rafa in 3 and Kyrgios in 5 in a wonderful match to the Frenchman pair, 6-7, 6-7.
Yeah.
Oh, and he warmed to the crowd, and at the end of it he said, you know what, I had a crack, I left everything out in there, and that's all we want. You know, we've been through this before with Tomic and a few other people, so, you know, we love a fighter. We love a bloke who just had, or a player who just has a bit of a dip.
And we'll be right behind Sam Stosur and Casey Dellacqua both playing today.
Yes, the last remaining singles hopes for us, of course, Sam and Casey, and they've both got very winnable matches, of course. Sam Stosur taking on Anna Ivanovic, and that'll be a terrific match for Sam. I really think she's got a chance to defeat Anna Ivanovic, who's only ranked a couple of places higher than her. But Zhi Zheng, the Chinese player, takes on Casey Dellacqua at around 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon on centre court, and that is a real opportunity for Casey to get into the fourth round of a Grand Slam. It would be fabulous.
Well, an exciting day at the tennis as ever today. Thank you, Russell Barwick from ESPN. When Russell's back, we might hear about the fastest ever Big Bash 100. Perth Scorchers batsman got this. I wonder how many balls that took for a fastest ton. We'll find out in our next hour.